the HR support model of tomorrow. It's going to look very different from today. I want to start off by talking about what it feels like today for HR teams. HR teams are constantly overwhelmed today, and a lot of that comes from being asked to handle repetitive questions over and over again. But then there's a sliding scale from that all the way to handling complex requests. And so when you're basically in reactive mode constantly, you're not able to work on strategic initiatives that pushes the department and the company forward. And the fundamental thing that most HR teams need to address is how to get out of reactive mode. And without doing that, you're not going to be able to move forward into what the model of tomorrow looks like. The reality is, in the future, a lot of this time that you're spending today in reactive mode, responding to tickets, responding to requests, executing on the minutiae of every detail to ensure that a manager or an employee is unblocked, all of that, which for a lot of teams take up 80, 90% of their time, all of that really won't be a part of their day-to-day grind in the future, because there is this whole layer of technology coming in with AI and LLMs, but combined with various integrations and implementations of multitude of HRIS systems that together will address this over time, with co-pilots to begin with that will help supplement what you're doing on the HR teams, but then over time turning into agentic models, which completely can replace this operational execution driven tasks that keep people in reactive mode. So that shift is going to happen primarily by changing HR teams from reactive mode into proactive mode. Now, there's a few different elements that are shaping the context for why HR needs to change to begin with. There's some macro factors. Remote work has accelerated with the pandemic, slowed down, but now we are at a point where we're still at 50% of badge swipes as compared to where we used to be in 2019. And that has stayed constant for about a year, actually going on 2 years at this point. All these false starts towards full return to work, is this really stopping at about hybrid and 50%? And what that means is that there's more complexity for HR that you have to deal with, different policies, setting up norms for how people work together, and of course, compliance requirements when you have people working in different states and municipalities and countries much, much earlier in the company's life cycle. It's near full employment. We're at a stage where unemployment went down to full employment at 3.5%, but then have been slowly inching up throughout 2024 to about 4.3. And certain industries, the recruiting cycle has definitely shifted. However, the Fed has shifted its policy. And now again, we're getting into a world where in all likelihood, there's going to be tighter labor markets yet again. Within the context of all of this is still this need for greater efficiency, this desire for HR to do more with less. That's just constantly what is being asked of you. So that is some of the changing landscape, which is going to drive us towards this HR support model of tomorrow. I'll just break down for bigger companies at a very simplistic level how a three-tier level model works and how it's going to shift tomorrow. There's tier zero support, which is all the things that HR is enabling employees and managers to do on their own without contacting them. Everything that you do in the knowledge management, everything you do set up with automation and processes, things that employees are supposed to be able to do on their own without actually needing human HR intervention. And then there's tier one support. Things like there's simple questions, process questions, where there's someone on the HR side who is answering these things for employees, but being this conduit where there is some simplistic level of interaction where it's typically a Q&A or in many instances, a link to something that the person could look up themselves or something that is like a simple form intake and next step kind of process. And this breaks down again into a couple more layers we'll get into as we talk about the model of tomorrow. And then there's tier two support questions that get into the need for a subject matter expert within HR who is going to help with processing this person's maternity leave or ensuring that the benefits have been processed properly for this particular set of employees as they've just been acquired in from the company. If you think about those three tiers of support today, a lot of this is going to shift where Today, you might have a very thin layer of tier zero support where employees are not really self-servicing a lot of information. And you have a very fat tier one where there's a ton of simplistic questions that are going back and forth with just HR. And that's actually related to why you're in reactive mode. And then you have tier two questions, which will probably stay a little bit steady. And it's a smaller portion of the function today, but will remain steady, relatively speaking, into the future. So let's talk about how all of those tiers are going to change tomorrow. First of all, the tier one support is going to be basically non-existent in the future. Most of that is going to go towards tier zero because these are simple questions that employees can just find out the answer for themselves, or managers can find out the answer for themselves with sufficiently efficient models, with a better HR knowledge base and better systems with AI that are constantly learning based on previous questions that are being asked. So if it's asked once and it gets responded to in tier one, the next time it should go into tier zero. That is going to be the biggest expansion in the model of tomorrow, where there's a ton more activity is going to go towards tier zero, where people are unblocking themselves. Now, tier one will still remain to some degree, and for a couple of reasons. First of all, things that are just people asking for information that they can just self-service, that'll go to tier zero. Another type of tier one that'll go to tier zero is things that can be automated. So intake forms, things that HR teams have set up processes where they know this is happening over and over again. We've set up a form, we've set up a workflow where someone has to go through and do one thing and the other thing. Like, I need to change my commuter benefits, or I need to get my PTO for approval, and you have a step in there. That can completely be automated with the right types of tiers in the logic that you set up with good AI tools. Those things are tier one in the past that are going to go to tier zero. But there'll be some things that you still want tier one, specifically for compliance. Because of your policy, you want to make sure that there is a trained individual on the HR team that is actually taking a look at this question. But then even in that case, I'll give you an example. It'll be more efficient. You have a process to process offboarding. So someone is getting offboarded through the company. Now, in the current model, you might have a lot of manual steps where you're entering information into multiple systems, you're setting up meetings with multiple folks, and you're setting up email communications to multiple folks, and all that is happening to support this one process, which is the exit process. A lot of those things in the background can be made way more efficient for you. So the emails could go out automatically, of course, and then the information that you need to send to a manager could be more efficient, but you may still need to meet to do an exit interview. But that exit interview may be made more efficient for you because it's already scheduled for you, as well as the agenda item for you, the HR person, can be made automatic ahead of time. And so you're focusing more on that person-to-person connection. That's something where you want to have a compliance level process in the mix. You might still have that made way more efficient. And then the last tier is tier two support. These are the true subject matter expertise is needed, benefits, policies, you need help with an HRBP working with a particular leader or a manager to work through a specific dicey compensation or HR issue. For a lot of them today, the way they are handled and the way they bubble up, it's really inefficient. And you have a lot of tier one level support being done by subject matter experts who really should not be wasting their time doing those things. And so we believe that AI tools will make that much more efficient. The subject matter experts will be focusing on the people element and ensuring that managers, leaders, and the individual employee in whatever situation you're working with are covered and are communicated to in a human way, while everything else in the background is made much more efficient in terms of like information collection and advice on what those individuals should do beforehand to prep for anything that gets escalated to that level. Of course, AI is going to be a core element to literally all of this. All of these elements, whether it's tier zero automation, tier zero self-service knowledge lookup, tier one with a simple compliance layer, escalations to tier two, all these kind of support requests in the future will be made more efficient through automation and integrations with multiple HR systems that the company is using, but also AI. Because first, it will be something that will help your HRBPs, your HR leaders, people operations, HRGs, It'll help them almost as a co-pilot become more efficient in any particular sub-step that they need to execute on. But over time, they can be agentic models that can be going off to handle very specific common requests that you have high trust in doing over and over again, so that it'll lead the folks who are doing support operations and HRBP type of work to focus on more of those complex issues. This is at the surface level. You can see chatbots as like a particular UI emerging for this, much like the consumer level type of chatbots starting with ChatGPT. But it goes much deeper than that for HR workflows, because it has to be logged into your and integrated with your HRIS, your ATSs, your compensation and benefit systems, as well as it needs to log in and interact with your knowledge base, the HR knowledge base, because a lot of this future is about driving things towards self-service for those things that can be made more efficient. The AI piece of this is just going to be fundamental to how the HR support model of tomorrow will work. And this is something where HR professionals are not going to be complaining about how they're being reactive all the time. They don't have time to think about what they're going to be working on for the next quarter, or they don't have time to manage the actual complex issues that leadership and managers are asking of and demanding of them and for them. And you're going to get to this point where great AI tools, along with just software in general, if you work on it the right way and customize it for your own company's needs, it's actually going to help HR teams dramatically change how they spent their time from 80-20 to 20-80. And it's going to help HR teams focus on the things that they got into the profession in the first place, focus on that more, right? Like dealing with the human element, enabling managers, enabling leaders, enabling employees, making sure that people felt heard and that they understand what they're getting into, or handling these sticky situations that ultimately help the whole company move forward. That's the future that an AI-enabled HR support process and support model looks like. It's going to take some time, but we have a lot of fun here at Cleary innovating on this and working towards this future, along with a lot of our customers and folks in the future-proof HR community. So I'm excited to see this thing come true for more and more organizations, so we can really unshackle the HR profession overall.